Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, how you guys doing out there today, man? I hope you guys having a real good day. We're doing good over here. Sun is shining again. We got some exciting news we're going to bring to you guys today. I'm going to have my guy Andre from California today talking to you guys about the mortgage industry. We're going to be talking about getting businesses loans and help the business get loans. So we're going to be doing that today. It's going to be a good show. First of all, man, let's get rid of some of these. Let's get these sponsors out of the way. I want to thank Tradeline Global Systems, man, for what they're doing. Gerard is on the road. He's doing his thing. Great sponsor for us. First Source Funding Group, man. We still doing it in First Source with these cars. And I want to thank South Carolina Funding Group, man. That's my company, guys. You know South Carolina Funding Group. We help people get houses, building, and also financing houses for people. So, guys, hey, man, we're going to have a good show today. We're going to get started right now. All the listeners, you want to call in, you can call us in at 516-418-5449, 516-418-5449. I hope you guys call in with some questions. We're going to have a good show today. Gerard, how you doing, man? How's it going out there today?
John, I'm great today, man, over here in Gallup, New Mexico, moving freight across
Mexico.
The country.
Man, how the weather's got. How we doing out there with the weather today in Mexico?
Oh, the weather's beautiful, man. Weather's beautiful. Sun is shining. Got a little breeze out here. But it's beautiful. It's a good day. It's a good day to buy.
We're going to be having Andre calling in today, man. And he's going to be talking about getting us business money, man. Getting this $1 million, $5 million credit line going,
wow.
Man. We're going to be talking about what you need to get that going today. So he's going to be calling in a few minutes out west.
I'm excited about
again.
That. I'm ready for that one. Then I'm excited about
that
one. I'm ready for that one.
Well, hey, man, it's like he's calling in right now. Hold on. Let me see. Can I get him online right quick? Hold on.
Right.
Andre, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, everything going okay today?
Yes, sir, man.
Everything going
okay? Up bright and early.
Up bright and early. I forgot, man. Dang. Hey, man, I keep forgetting it's 9 o'clock over there. I got you up early. I got you out of bed early to get you on. Man, I apologize, man. But, you know, man, I haven't started at 12 o'clock. But I know you sleep over there. But, hey, man, I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of people asking me questions, man, about your product over there. So one of the things I want to make sure that we get an understanding and get it recorded and get it out to the people is to talk about what you do in your company and what your product is over there, especially for the credit line for the people, from the million to the $5 million credit line for businesses to go out here and buy and flip houses. So let's get it started, man. Start off, man. Tell me a little bit about your company. Tell me a little about you first. Let's go a little bit on you. Tell me a little bit about you. I know I got your bio, but tell me your bio. Go ahead.
You know, pretty much about me, man. I grew up in poverty. You know, when you live in poverty, man, you kind of do what you have to do to stay alive, so you get into a lot of bad things. You have a lot of people that you look up to as mentors, who they shouldn't be your mentors just because they have something that you don't have. And so, you know, they get it however they get it. And up to, you know, your thought process is like, all right, I got to do what they're doing to get this, but that's not the case. So then, you know, for me, I started with a certain trajectory, and then I grew up, always been a grinder and working hard, ended up going to school, playing basketball, and then, you know, learning a lot of stuff in school and playing ball. Then I got into entertainment for a little bit. So then from entertainment, you know, throughout this entire struggle, you know, I mean, throughout this entire, like, you know, upbringing, you know, I struggled with a couple of different things. So I was on, you know, food stamps and all different kinds of things. You know, when you grow up in poverty, you get certain things from the government. So anything like that,
oh,
I much take advantage of. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm,
I went from there, you know, ended up meeting some people. One of my friends was a banker at the time during the economic crisis. You know, with my background, going to school, he ended up getting me a job at the bank. And so from working in banking, I ended up learning a couple of different things about real estate. So then I hopped into real estate after about, I would say, 10 years in banking.
Okay.
And so
what bank did you work for?
I worked at Wachovia for a little bit. For about 3 years as a personal banker, and then we merged at Wells Fargo, so I went over to Wells Fargo as a business banker, and then from Wells Fargo, I went to private wealth at a private bank dealing with people with high net worths of $250,000 plus, and then from there, I went to a commercial bank, and then I went to Silicon Valley, and I worked in a tech space.
Okay, good. So the company that you work for now, let's fast forward, talk a little about that, what you're doing right now with the company you work for right now.
So, you know, right now I own a company. I got two different companies right now. I have
okay.
I provide, it's called InvestFAR Capital. We provide funding to people from anywhere between $75,000 to $5 million if you want to flip properties. And we kind of have a program that's designed for people that make, that would have a credit score of 500 credit score. And then we have a program for people that have a credit score of 680 or better. So we kind of wanted to do a product that's kind of geared toward everybody. Because, again, like I said, like from the background that I came from, you kind of have a bad credit score. So there's a lot of people that don't want to lend you money based on your past or whatever the case is. That doesn't mean you can't go out here and flip properties and have the knowledge to be able to do it. You just made some mistakes in your past. So we have a product for people that, you know, you can have a 500 credit score and still get into real estate.
Wow, man. So, okay, with a 500 credit score, you still can loan money out to people. Now, would that person have to have a certain amount of down payment? I mean, where are we at on that level?
So if you have a 500 credit score, you may have a higher interest rate, and you may have to have more reserves. So it's all deal specific, so it all depends on the deal. And then for a 680 or better, then you know, you have an LTV of like 90%. So we'll loan with anybody over a 680. Normally between 620 and 680, but because of what's going on right now, we changed our guidance to a 680. So if you have like normally a 620 or better, you can put up, you know, put up 10%. So we give you 90% loan to value, which is great. No bank really does 90% LTV. Normally a bank does between 75 to 80%. You have to come down with 20% down payment.
Okay, so now, so is this with new construction or this just with rehab? Which one is that? Let's Is this new construction and rehab or just rehab?
So with new construction, we do the same thing. You know, there's no LTV, so we base it on the entire project. And so we'll give you 100% of the money for new construction. You just have to own the land outright. And as far as rehab, fix and flips, we'll do, like I said, 90% LTV, and we'll do 100% of the rehab costs, which is great. Again, no one will let you do, you know, 90% LTV and give you 100% of the rehab budget.
Now let me ask you something. On that rehab budget, is it a certain reserve that you're looking for for them to have in the bank, money in the bank?
I mean,
reserve?
Again, so I think right now we're in a difficult situation because no one knows how the economic, you know, the economy is going to turn out in the next 3 to 6 months. So prior to this, you only had to show 3 months reserves in the account. So, you know, depending on depends on the equity in the home, we could do 6 months. And if it's, you have a bad credit score, then you might have to show 12 months. So I think it just depends on the deal and it depends on your credit score.
Oh, man. Okay. What interest rates are they getting on this loan, on these loans?
People with a good credit score, they can get anywhere between 7%, and the people that have a bad credit score is outside at 11%. So that shows
okay.
you know, credit is important, you know.
Okay. I just want to pause for a second. We're going to continue in a second. Gerard and Van, I know both of you guys are on. What we're doing today, we're talking to Andre out in California about his products that he has to offer to the people who
okay.
want to get into investments. So if you have any questions, you guys most definitely can key in and ask the questions. I'm asking questions right now because he got a product, a credit line product, up to $5 million. And he just said, I want to make sure I'm right, Andre. With the credit line product, is that the one we can go as low as 500 some credit score, or was it just buying a house going as low as 500 some credit score? I mean,
With land development, we'll consider at 550, right? And you got to have some kind of experience with land development if you're at a 550. But with rehab and fix and flips, like I said, you can be at 500 and you know, it's fine.
Now, walk me through something. Van, you got a question? I'm going to
tell
you. Well,
I was going to ask.
Go ahead, Van.
I was just going to ask because based on the scenario I'm in here in New Jersey, there are, you know, lenders here that will tell you that I will lend on fix and flips up to 90%. And as you know, these homes are, you know, $800,000, $900,000 homes. And so now you're forced to bring, you know, 80, 120, you know, 150,000 or whatever. So they'll get you to the table, and then when you get there, they get the package, then they tell you, oh, well, you know, because you don't have any experience here in this New York area of flipping 3 or 4 homes in the last year, we have to lower you down to 80%. And so now you're forced to bring 20% of that 800,000 to closing, and it's been killing deals. So I'm just trying to figure out, I guess my question is, how do you guys determine experience? Because I have tons of experience from 1996 on fixing flips, but I haven't flipped one home here in the New York, New Jersey area. How would you treat me?
Well, in general, we take 12 to 24 months. So if you haven't flipped a home in the last 12 or 24 months, then that is not going to work. It doesn't really matter to us where it is. It could be in Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? You have the experience.
Okay.
But it just has to be within the last 12 to 24 months.
Okay.
Andre, can we JV with him, though? Can like me, if I flip the house last 12, 24 months, can I team up with him? If that's a possibility.
I mean, if you want to, you know, do a deal in joint venture with someone who has the experience, then you guys would just have to form an LLC and, you know,
yeah,
to use his expertise, his experience, you can do something like that.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Well, that's good. Draw, you got any questions? Like I said, you live, so if you want to key in, you can key in on any questions that you have. So going back to what we talked about, and so you got a 700 credit score, you up in the 700-800 credit score, you golden with your company pretty much. You can make it happen.
Yeah, man, you golden with any company with a 700, right? So
yeah, well, I'm saying.
You know, come in and take care of that. I mean, you know, you manage your credit well, so. You know, it's
right.
Less of a risk for someone who has a score that high. You know, they really take pride in keeping that score up there, so they're not gonna default
alone. Based on what you got, like customers that I might bring to you, what would determine if we need to do a credit line with them compared to just, like, if you got a customer, say, I'm going to do about 3 or 4 houses, you know, right now. Would that go to a credit line, or will you just run them through the regular system and just get them the money for the house, or will you actually go and set that credit line up with them? How do you determine the difference where you're going to do the $5 million credit line, or where you're just going to say, okay, I just do these 3 houses for you and see how this works? How you determine that in your mind, in your system?
We try to do, you know, people come over, they send over their information, we get it to the analyst, they do their research on the person, and we'll do the $5 million line of credit right up front. You know what I mean? Because if you're going to do one house, the likelihood of you doing more, if this one is successful, is super high. So the first initial process, we do the whole entire thing in the first go round. We don't do the whole 1, 2, 3 deals. Now, we'll give you a proof of funds letter that shows you have a line of credit for $5 million.
Cool. Wow. Another question,
Andre. This is Gerard.
Can I chime in right quick?
I got another question, Andre. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Andre. I'm putting together a project, maybe at least the next 5 years, and I'm looking at a 120 unit apartment complex. I'm starting to run the numbers, looking at putting teams together and whatnot. I have a trucking business, which I was aiming for at least being able to bring 20 to 30% down on maybe, like, I guess it's going to run the complex going to run anywhere between five and ten million. If we say on average maybe $7 million, so the revenue I'm looking at from the trucking company is going to be able to put up like at least 20-25%. So how would we through time structure a deal like that to be able to use your funds to get you all to fund us to put this project together?
If it's a new development, like, I don't know if you heard me initially, you have to own the land. So if you own the land, I mean, we're going to assess the land value and then do the deal because we have the land as collateral. So I think we would just, you know, do it like that. If you own it, then we would look at the project, and if you have the entitlements and everything you need, then we would, you know, we would fund the deal.
Okay. Sounds good.
Andre, on something like that right there, now, when you asking for the reserves, and me and you talk all the time, so some of these questions I'm asking you, I know we talk, I'm doing this for the public. But when you want these funds, it's just sourced, it's not sourced in season funds, right?
You don't have to have the funds that don't have to be seasoned. So, you know, we don't, I mean, people come in, they have particular, like, for instance, I have a couple of different LLCs, but they're titled the same as the name of my company. And so I use one account, right? You have zero balance accounts where money just transfers from different accounts to other accounts. So you don't have to see the account. I mean, the money in the account for 3 or 4 months. You know, you can transfer that money in there the night before, and it's perfectly fine. As long as you can see that you can pay it and you have the funds to pay the monthly payment, then that's fine.
Ooh. Okay, so the monthly payment, like, so once they can put that money in the bank, they can source that money. So, like, we can source the money between the company. Let me ask you, do you do it in cross-collateral type stuff? Like I got a house to pay for. Will you cross-collateralize that? No,
we will not. Nope.
You don't do it.
It's
okay.
No cross position.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. So no cross collateralization on anything. Okay. So really, it's a cash business. It's about the cash. It's about really having them funds.
It's about the cash and it's about the deal. You know what I mean? So it's like, if anything happens, we can just take that home and we can finish it out and we can sell it. You know. But
right.
As far as us, that's how we look at it. You know, it's not going to be a loss to us.
Got you.
Go ahead. Nothing to ask. And because I think I missed it when you guys were on the phone together. So, Andre, you guys on the fix and flip, you had, what's your max ARV? Is that 65% or 70% or what?
No, like I was saying, we do 90% ARV. So it's got to be,
I got you.
So it's got to be, you know what I mean? We got to know there's room enough for us to go in there and finish the job if we need to and get the amount of money that you projected.
Right.
We think we can, because it's based on what we think. So if you say, hey, I can get $75,000 for this house, and we do our due diligence and we see that you can only get $65,000, then we're probably not going to do that deal because it has to meet certain qualifications.
So
that's why we
do
appraisals and all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Right, so you guys will send your own appraiser out and everything too, as well.
Correct.
So
the more information you have, try to prove your accounts valid, then send that. But we do our own appraisal.
So basically, 10% down that the customer had to come to the table with, have some reserve money in the bank, plus the ideal of it. Then you guys will do 100% of the rehab. That's kind of how that loan, that package works. Got you. Anybody have any questions on that package? Gerard, Van, y'all can key in a little bit more that some of our customers might have any questions on that. Okay.
I don't.
Pretty self-explanatory. Everybody understand? Guys, you can always call in at 516-418-5449, 516-418-5449 with any questions that you guys might have. We got Andre on the line out of California. He is done. What's actually the name of the company, your company? Go ahead and give him that information. I know you have Andre.
The name. I have two different companies, right? So there's one that is InvestSmart Capital. That's the company that provides the funding. And then I also have a company called Residual Roads, and we do financial education. So we teach people how to create businesses from start to scratch and with a heavy emphasis on real estate for obvious reasons. And then we also I'm actually coming up with a course, people how to trade stocks. So I've been trading stocks for a long time. And I think it's, you know, right now is one of the best times in history, if not in the next couple of generations, you know, any of our lifetimes to get in the stock market. So we teach about that stuff too.
Okay. Great, man. So you got, hey, man, some good information, man, that we giving out. I just wanted this call here really to focus on people that's out there that are looking to get into the real estate game and knowing that they got some money behind them that they can get into the game with to go out here and buy their houses. Because Andre, man, you talk all the time, and Van and Gerard, you guys can key in on this. We know what's about to happen in this market. We know that people are about to lose houses, and it's about to be some product on this earth. It's about to be some people out here ready to sell some houses. So that we know.
I know. For me, like when I first got in, that was my issue, right? I couldn't find anyone. I didn't have a buyer's list. And I didn't have a bunch of money, you know what I mean? And then I had a kind of a bad credit score. And so, again, that's the reason for the program is, you know, if you experience something, you know other people are experiencing that same thing. So if you can bridge that gap with somebody else, then you're going to do that as much as you can. And so that's the reason for, you know, the people with 500 credit scores. Everyone that has a low score always thinks they can't or there's no options out there for them. And you just have to do your research, you know what I mean? And listening to podcasts and things like that is kind of how I, you know, discovered some of the lenders that I found and other people that I connected with over the years.
Oh, man, good information, man. You gave me a good topic, man, to come up with. And I'm going to highlight this with what you're talking about when we put this out for people to listen to in the future. Gerard, any questions? We got about 9 minutes left. You got anything? I want to make sure I give everybody on the panel an opportunity to ask questions. What about you, Vane? You got another question?
No,
go ahead, Gerard.
Vane?
No, I was listening. I appreciate the information. This is some real powerful information for those who are and the investing side of real estate. You know, you need to get with us and catch up with Andre to really get something, to have some options on moving, because this time is critical. This time is we're kind of preparing for what's about to happen so we can take advantage of it. So if you're an investor out there, you're listening, you know, you really need to get in contact with us to see what kind of options that you can come up with.
Keep it in mind, man. You can't fix a problem. You can't fix a problem with the same thinking you used to create it, right? So if you're thinking like, I'm gonna get into it one day, or I'm gonna, you just, I mean, you got four people on the call, I mean, on the podcast that can teach you, like you said, years and years of experience. So even before you try to go out there and raise capital or get capital to do deals, you should have a mentor, man. I think mentors are huge. Like I was talking to someone the other day, and like Michael Jordan had Tim Grover, Kobe had Tim Grover. Dwayne Wade had Tim Grover. All these people are great athletes, so I don't think you should hop out there just on your own and just be in the real estate, because you can lose a lot of money. You know what I mean? So even if you can come and get with a 500 credit score, still be strategic on before you just go out there and get approved how you spend that money.
Correct. I agree. I agree with you 110%. Hey, man, that's some good information, man, you're giving everybody. And coming from a, you know, I love California, man. I lived out there for 5 years, 5.5 years. And the marketplace is totally different. I know you've been over this way, and you got family in Georgia. So let's talk about that, the different mindset and the market from California to here. I mean, what are you seeing the difference in mindset of people that, how they move their money and take advantage of opportunities a little bit better? What's the difference you see from California to,
well,
say, the West,
know,
East Coast to the West Coast?
East Coast to the West Coast. I grew up, my parents are military, so I bounced around and I lived in the South a lot. I think it's just a processing thing. You know what I mean? I think the South is a little bit slower in regards to getting the information. I know the educational system in California, I can't even explain to you how many universities and colleges are here. So I think that's a huge difference between the South and on the West Coast, because people out here are very innovative. So, you know, living in Florida, I would come up with some good ideas and try to implement them, and it would take forever for the people to adopt it. But in California, it's a lot quicker. So people here, I mean, they write checks without even thinking about it. You know, if they can see it and it's a good deal, they have a little bit more knowledge. I mean, people have written me checks for 150 grand, 45,000, they'll just go to the bank and deposit it without me like, oh, what is it? Okay, good, we're good. That obviously comes from building relationships, but I think that would not happen. It never happened to me in Florida, you know what I mean? So I think it's just you know, people out here are more educated and they're more innovative and they're willing to take a lot more risk. I think the South is a lot really conservative, you know what I mean? It's the Bible Belt. People don't want to do certain things, and they think they have belief systems, right? Everyone has a belief system, whether it came from your mom, your neighborhood you grew up in, your anything. So people have limiting beliefs. And I think out here, because the West Coast is a little bit newer than the South, there's a different belief system. People just grew up differently, so they're willing to take different risks than people are in the South. So I don't think I don't think they have as many mental barriers because of their upbringing out here. So I think that's what the huge difference is. People are willing to do a lot more than people in the South. And that's why there's a discrepancy the way it is. You know, that's why L.A. is one of the richest cities in America. You know?
Man, one of the things, me coming from growing up in South Carolina and growing up in a little small town, when I moved out there, hey, man, it was big. I learned it's a major difference for me, because I just like the hustle. and to get up and go. It's like you have to get up and go out there because your entry level houses are $400,000. So over here, entry level mm-hmm. house, you can get a house over here for $10,000-$15,000. So you know you could cruise on this and make $10,000-$15,000. But over there, man, $10,000-$15,000, like you say, people write checks for $40,000. They plan on making millions of dollars off that $40,000. Over here, a person writes you check for $40,000 is like that's the end of their world. You know, hey man, hey, $40,000, that's a lot of money, man.
It's true.
So when I moved out there, that's why I love California. I'm coming back out. I'm going back out there. But what I love about it is the hustle, man. It's like the mentality. Even when I talk to you on the phone, me and you talking different numbers now. I mean, we can talk $5 million, like just let it roll off our tongue like nothing. But I can't let that roll off over here in South Carolina. Talk to certain people, they be like $5 million.
That's right.
You can't get no $5 million.
I mean, it's the same thing for me. Like before I came out here, that was foreign to me, but now that's nothing. Like I've had people come in my, just transfer $5 million like it was nothing to bring a million. I've seen a lot of different things, but I also did work in banking. But again, like on the West Coast, it's just like you see $25 million deals on building projects in Vegas. Like I worked on a development deal in Vegas that was $25 million, and it was like, you know, it was, the numbers are insane out here, but.
I was going to say the same thing for New York as well, guys. I mean, it's a hustle mentality. I always wonder why people think, oh, the New Yorkers are assholes, but the reality is they're just busy and they're in a hurry. They're in a hurry to get to that money.
In a hurry.
Yeah, you understand?
You got to look at it like this. Like, if you got a one-bedroom apartment in L.A., it's $2,500 a month. Like if you live in New York and you got an apartment, your rent's like $4,000. And same thing if you live in San Francisco.
That's right.
A one bedroom is like $3,500. So in Florida Georgia, a one bedroom might be $450. That, you know,
exactly.
It's way cheaper. So you can sit back. You can go work anywhere and come up with $300 in a day. Out here you can't pay your rent.
That's right.
You know, so you got to be on the road all the time. And it's, you know, I mean, the income level. They may be a little
Bit
higher than other places, but the rents are super hot, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, I was looking out there just a minute ago, man. You know, like I say, I had to get myself, you know, back, you know, in the mindset of California before I come out there. And I was looking out there, and I'm like, man, the rent out there is $4,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? But the mindset of, you know, I'm not scared of it because I know once you get out there, if you put forth the same effort, man, me and Gerard talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
If me and you was in California right now with this, with our mentality that we have now and that we have had all our lives, you know, when we flip a deal over here and make 30, 40, we're making 100, 200 over there. So, you know, it's just a different mindset.
Easily.
It's a different mindset. And that's why I want to get back out there because I know the talent is there. I know what I can do. But sometimes I think I'm just stuck here in South Carolina with a different mindset. Not to put anything down. I mean, I love this area. I will always keep houses over here. I will always want to come back and relax. You know what I'm saying? You get over there in the Hudson Bubble. Oh, man, let me fly back to South Carolina, man, get my mind ready, relax for a second. You know, I would love to always do that. But at the same time, you know, it's just you got to have that. I think most people need to have that. Hey, guys, man. Hey, man, it's a great show. We got a minute and 30. I most definitely want to finish with this. Guys, remember, we got a good panel on the board. We're going to be doing Why African Americans Are Not Buying Homes in America. We're putting that series together. That's going to be a five-day series. We might even take the Scratch the Show to an hour show. And so you guys get ready to send your questions in. Remember, you can email me at johnfullerbiz@gmail.com, or you can always call me at 678-509-5269. Andre, I'm going to give you this last minute to really push your business out there and talk about your business and give everybody your phone number. Go ahead, Andre. You got 58 seconds.
Hey, man, like I said, guys, take advantage, man. Like, if you want to get into real estate, you got the option to reach out about, you know, for Best Bar Capital, man. Minimum score of 500. Take advantage of the people on the phone. And if you want to learn more about real estate, you know, you have John Haz, of course, and I got residualroads.com. We got some super inexpensive courses to start. We got a novice course for beginners. That's only $500. I'm going online in the next 2 weeks to have an online course that's even cheaper just because of what's going on. So, if you guys want to get going, man, don't wait. You know, don't push it off on Sunday. Sunday already got too much stuff going on. So hit me up at AndreStewart1 at all social media handles, and then info@residualroads.com if you want to reach out about anything business related.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. Gerard and Van, you know, hey, man, we always good. Y'all got anything real quick? Gerard, you got anything?
It's a great time to buy a house.
Okay, Ben, you got anything?
No, I just want to thank Andre for his time today, and a great show, guys. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it, guys. Hey, man, it was a real great show. Andre, you did a real good job. I appreciate you coming on with your knowledge and hitting and telling everybody about the opportunity they have to raise money. Guys, don't forget to download the book, Decoding the Home Buying System. It's out there. It's on Google Play. You guys can go there and get it to download and get some of this education that he's talking about right now. You know, so let's make this happen. Guys, I see you guys same time tomorrow at 12 o'clock. How do you say it? Same bat channel, same bat time. Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys. Good job. All right.
All right, guys. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
Andre, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you back in a minute, Andre.
Sounds good.
All right.